Okay. Wednesday, 12:325. We're going to do a teaching today. What is an intercessor? This is going to be part one. Don't know how many parts there will be. We'll see. The Lord gave me this a couple of weeks ago. I didn't date it, but I want to present it today as we investigate this subject of intercessors. This is what the Lord said. It is not just everyone praying on their own, but everyone as a team praying strategically with a definite target. Not shotgun prayers. You know what a shotgun prayer is, right? Everybody praying something different and not probably anybody hitting anything. But like an expert marksman, dead on target. Intercessors pray for the apostle, that's the general. And they also are the marksmen that have their eye on the target and pray through to victory. All of this is Holy Ghost directed. He is the main intercessor. We're going to read that in a minute. A strong apostolic and intercessory team are an unbeatable combination. Prophets are especially needed in this endeavor, for they reveal to the team God's secrets. Well, we have an advantage. I stand in that place also. His blueprints are for every endeavor. That's what we need, His blueprints. You can pray about this, but I believe the Lord revealed to me that Danny would be the head of this intercessory team. Don't know if you've had that. That's the thought that I had. If it doesn't agree with you, then I guess you can throw it away. He would receive the orders and pass them down through the ranks, making sure the team are all praying in line with the Holy Spirit. We don't need any rogues. I want to look at the scriptures concerning this ministry first so we can get a clear picture from the scriptures what exactly an intercessor is. We will look at the New Testament first, Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit, it says itself, but I say himself, maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So knowing, having the mind of the Spirit, that's what it's all about, the mind of the Spirit. That comes directly from God. Intercession here means to intercede on behalf of or make intercession for. In behalf of or for. Okay, I just read Romans 8:27. Let's read 34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Right here, Strong's, to confer with or to bring together. That's what the confession means in that setting. Okay, go over to 11:2, Romans 11:2. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Want ye not what the scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and digged down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. So God has always had his intercessors out there praying, Old Testament, New Testament. Jesus is our prime example of an intercessor. The Holy Spirit's prime example of our intercessor. Okay, Hebrews, this is 7:25. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seen he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Jesus, our high priest. Paul lays down a mandate of intercession for all authorities in 1 Timothy 2:1. To me, this is the prime example of intercession, especially for believers, that we're to pray first of all for our leaders. It says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. We hear a lot of criticizing of leaders, but how many of us remember every day to pray for our leaders? I try very much to always lift up Brother Trump, President Trump, before the Lord. Okay, intercession there is an interview or supplication. Supplication means a petition. Intercessors cover the apostle, but they also pray through God's battle plans. Now with that, I'm going to go over to the Old Covenant, look at a few scriptures there. Isaiah 59, verse 16. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. So God was looking, and there was no intercessor. There's some other places in the Old Testament that kind of indicate that. Intercessor there means to impinge by accident or violence or by importunity, come betwixt. Yeah, come betwixt. What's causing the problem? That's mainly what an intercessor does, don't they? Don't we usually intercede for people when there's a problem? This scripture immediately came to mind in this explanation when he said, by accident or violence or by importunity, come betwixt. This is Matthew 11, 12. I thought, to me, this is the perfect stance of an intercessor. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Violence there means to force, to crowd oneself into, to be seized. Invading the devil's territory. That's what it's all about. Invading Satan's territory. The god of this world. Isaiah 53:12. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Talking about Jesus here. He's the intercessor of all intercessors. It's not a long teaching today. Just the first part, a few more scriptures. Hebrews 12. Starting with verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. That's what we do as intercessors. We stand against. We stand in the gap. Okay, let's go back to the Old Covenant. A couple more in the Old Covenant here. Ezekiel. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. A gap means a break. A break in the lines. That's the Lord's army. Isn't that what we do? We're to be standing hand in hand, linked together, holding the line in the spirit. That's what an intercessory prayer team is all about. Okay, this is Job 1:10. This is when Satan came before the Lord, and he was talking about Job. And he said, "Hast not thou made a hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land." So what was Satan doing? Well, nobody can touch him. You've got him hedged in. That's what intercessors do. They hedge in. Right here, the only way that Satan could get to Job is through the hedge that God had placed around him. Here's what a hedge is: to entwine, shut in, for formation, protection, or restraint. Okay, one more, Ecclesiastes 10:8. Like I said, we'll have more next week on this. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh an hedge, a serpent shall bite him. So the enemy tries to break through the protections that God has put in place for us. When there's a break in the line, that's when the intercessors rise up and stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Okay.